The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord. Do you know who Pope Francis is? Who is he?
He's a saint, and animals feel safe around him.
Okay, you're talking about Saint Francis. Very good, but that's not the one I'm asking about. Huh?
He loves animals.
That Saint Francis. I'm asking about Pope Francis. Okay. Well, I don't know if Pope Francis loves animals. I hope he does. Okay, very good. He's the head of the church. Okay, he's in charge of all the Catholic Church, just like Mrs. Garcia is the principal. She's the head of the school. I'm the pastor. I'm the head of the parish. Pope Francis is in charge of the whole church. Do you know where he lives? Very good. He lives in Rome. Do you know the name of the church where he celebrates Mass when you see him on TV? What's the name of that church? Forgot. Okay. He's one of the apostles. His name starts with a P. Very good. Saint Peter. It's the very big church in the Vatican. That's where Pope Francis and all the popes for the last 700 years lived, and that's where they celebrate Mass. But before that, for 1,300 years, the church where the Pope celebrated Mass and lived was St. John Lateran. That's why today we're thanking God for that church. That's the first church ever built in the world. It was built all the way back in 300s. And today, we give thanks to God for the gift of the church. Now, you can tell me, why do we need a church? What's in the church? What do we do in church? We pray to God.
We respect
each other and God.
We show reverence to God.
We learn about God. Very good. Very good. We learn more about God.
We listen to the word of God.
But can't we do this anywhere? Can't we do this in our homes or in the park? So what's special about a church?
It's God's home.
And what makes it God's home? Very good. We pray a lot for him. What else? Like, if we're going to celebrate Mass at your house, each individual house, can it hold all of these people?
No. So that's why the people needed a church. So because it holds a lot of people and everybody can come in and it's open all the time. You don't want people walking into your house every day, you know, hour of the day because they want to come to church. So that's why the early Christians began building churches. But one thing special about the church is, do you see that golden box over there? Can you see it, first graders? Okay, what do we call it? Do you know? Anybody? Say tabernacle. It's called a tabernacle. Okay, and that's what makes a building a church, a special building. Because you know what's inside of it? Very good, yes. See, inside of it is Jesus. When you bring we bring the gift of bread and wine, and the priests pray over them, those become the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And if you notice at Mass, after everybody receives communion, the communion is that's left, that's still Jesus, so we take it and we put it in the tabernacle. And that's why people come in during the day outside of Mass to sit and just spend time with Jesus, because he's present in there, okay? Just like Jesus is present in there, he's also present in us through the Holy Spirit. So we have to take care of ourselves, make sure we behave well, we respect one another, we play fair, we listen to our moms and dads, because also the Holy Spirit, Jesus, is living in us. Yes?
At Jesus' last meal with his disciples, he said, here is my body and here is my blood, and he gave it to all of us.
Very good. She reminded us that because we believe this becomes Jesus, because that's what Jesus did at the Last Supper with his disciples. Excellent. I think you're ready to become a priest. Okay, let us stand now and...